Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Each and every show, we go deep inside the Beltway with the true insiders from Talk Radio News. None better than the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney, who has a spot-on imitation of Bernie Sanders. Right? I think it's pretty good. You got to give it just a little one word, one thing, one something?
An oligarchy. It's an oligarchy. Yeah. I love Bernie, too. I serve with him. I love the guy. I do.
Bernie Sanders has to be in hog heaven. I was just reading The Hill this morning, and the glaring headline from The Hill was, he's the front runner. Bernie Sanders, the front runner. So what were the odds of thinking that you'd see, you know, three reasons why he's the guy who the Dems say is in front? That's crazy. Like I said, he has to be feeling pretty pumped up, though, about things that are happening around him.
Oh, yeah, and Bernie Sanders, I mean, when you serve with him, we used to joke, if Bernie was coming down the hallway and he had a bunch of folders under his arm, run, because he's the only guy that actually read anything, and he wanted to talk to you about issues, and you haven't read any. We haven't read anything. So.
That's great. So someone who actually reads the legislation, I love that,
that's
or
right.
Whatever. So.
What's wrong with him?
Oh, that's funny. Exactly. What is it? Well, here's the thing that's also interesting, as you know, and you and I have talked about this whole thing with Joe Biden, but what do you make of the president having a meeting with him and supposedly giving his blessing to Joe Biden to run? Boy, that puts Obama in an awkward position, because I think this is give back time to the Clintons. Who does he endorse?
Well, I mean, I know that story, you know, has anonymous sources, but it was carried by CNN, you know, so it wasn't like something to try to disrupt like some other media market. But I must say that, you know, the fact remains that, he's the sitting vice president. I can't imagine what the president would do but to support him. It would cost him fewer. I honestly kind of wonder whether that story wasn't leaked on purpose to kind of just brace people, just in case Joe decides to run, Joe Biden does.
Right, and then there was the thing about the Democratic Party, some of the big fundraisers, putting together a letter about reasons why to support Joe, and that would stand to reason with what you're saying. Okay, brace everyone for it's not Hillary Clinton all the time.
Right, and yes, and I can tell you, this is just from talking with a lot of people. I talk to the Democratic side, you know, a lot, and this has went beyond Joe Biden's kind of thinking of this. I'm not saying he's in, but it's gone beyond what Joe Biden's thinking about it. He's hired a spokesperson. He's meeting, as we speak, with Democratic big-time fundraisers. Elizabeth Warren flew in and out. The leak story, which I think is leaked about President Obama. And so Kate, this is, in my opinion, way beyond I'm thinking about it. This is actually a second step to try to make a decision.
Yeah, well, in meeting with Elizabeth Warren, what would you make of a Warren ticket and Joe Biden, Biden and Warren? Would that be pretty powerful?
I think it would be extremely powerful. And the fact that Jeb Bush is not going to be in this thing, I don't believe anyway, on the Republican side, I think a Biden-Warren ticket would be very, very, you know, powerful. I said yesterday Joe Biden was a centrist, and one of the Republicans said, you've got to be kidding me. I said, no, he really is. Within the Democratic side, Joe Biden's a centrist, you know, and he's not a, you know, liberal, whereas Warren would provide that. Plus, she's female, and plus, she's recognized first term, but she's got talent. I think it'd be
She's definitely recognized. Yeah, she's definitely has huge name recognition. There's no question about that. What is Washington saying about what's happening on Wall Street with China's markets tanking? What happened yesterday, the bizarre roller coaster ride, plunging 1,000 points, the Dow from the opening and then coming back a little bit? This is wild.
Well, the political side's fascinating. two people have been saying over and over and over about China, and that is Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump. So they sound the same on, you know, the China issue. Now, Trump takes it a step further with Obama, but the Republican candidates are, you know, obviously all throwing in against President Obama and China. But mainly on the Hill, I think people recognize that this, I'm not going to say this too shall pass, but this is probably something that will close a little better today at the end of the day. But there's four or five reasons this is happening, and it's also, you know, mainly in China's court. I mean, look, China is a communist country that's really a capitalist country that just purged 100,000 people internally due to corruption. So it's going through all of these growing pains, and we're feeling the repercussion of it here in America.
Yeah, I agree with you. In the meantime, the big sell is the president on the mission to get more support rallied around the Iran deal. And I was reading something also this morning about, you know, he's got a lieutenant in this. It makes sense. And Nancy Pelosi trying to really push the nuke deal with Iran, too. What do you think happens ultimately here? Anything?
I think the president wins. Now, there'll probably be two resolutions passed and, you know, sent to him to say, don't do this. He'll veto it, and then he'll win. I don't believe both chambers can override him. Harry Reid went with him. Nancy Pelosi is doing everything within her ability to help him to be veto-proof. So I believe the president wins on this. Now, only history and time is going to tell whether this roll of the dice is going to work out, but the president is engaged beyond anything I've ever seen President Obama engaged in, beyond health care in his entire term. So I think Pelosi helps deliver.
Yeah, I agree with you. This is the most engaged he's been in, I think, both terms, where he's, like you say, where he's really, really pushing it. Hey, we haven't talked about this, but wasn't that great? What was your reaction to the Americans who, I think, frankly, saved tons of lives on that train from Amsterdam to Paris?
Oh, yeah. You know, there was three Americans, one British guy, and now one French guy. He's in a hospital. They're going to give him the medal, too. So there's four of them that will get the medal. And the French man found the guy in the first place was suspicious, got shot in the neck, and then the three Americans and the British stepped in. But I just think it's wonderful. You know, we have this whole thing about, you know, the French don't like us, on and on and on. And so that's a bright side to it. Some Americans did some really positive things over there. But on top of it, what carnage would have occurred? I mean, this is a bright spot. Where five people stepped in, and man, speeding train, he had a Russian assault weapon, 300 rounds, a Luger, and a box cutter. There would have been a lot of people dead.
Yeah, no kidding. And I mean, that great thinking, immediate thinking, and plus, as you mentioned, the one French guy in the hospital, the American almost losing his thumb, and then helping the French guy. I mean, that's an incredible story, isn't it?
It's positive, Kate. It's just it makes you feel good. And our three brave Americans, it's a super story that could have had a horrible, horrible outcome.
Yeah, no kidding, especially at the time of day and the 500-plus people they said it was on the train, for sure. All right, Bob Ney, thanks so much,
thank
as always,
you.
From Talk Radio News. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
This is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is the story of a young couple in Portland, Maine.
While waiting for her husband Don to return home from work, she reaches for a can of anchovies. As she spreads the tiny fish across a piece of lettuce, she notices a small note at the bottom of the can.
We're rocking into another version of America Tonight. As you know, we continue down the lane after that conversation with Bob Ney. It's interesting because something exploded with Donald Trump. Once again, everything begins and ends with the Trumpster, right? And nobody can deny that. So a reporter asking him about immigration was tossed from one of his events, and he said, go back to Univision. Oh, man. Go back to Univision. And that's what happened. The anchor was ejected from his news conference. So Jorge Ramos, who is the anchor and face of the network, got into it in a testy exchange at a news conference before his rally in Iowa. And a security guard finally at one point ejects him from the event, so that becomes big news. He told him early in their first ever encounter, he said, you know, go back to the network, go back to Univision. And Ramos tried to engage with Trump, and he basically just said, sit down. And Trump was in Iowa as he got a sought-after endorsement from a popular conservative activist, Sam Clovis. So all of a sudden, his political power has surged, and that's partly to do with how he's doing in the polls in Iowa. So, doesn't matter if it's Megyn Kelly, if it's Jorge Ramos, whoever it is, Donald Trump is always out there, or Jeb Bush. And remember, the whole deal with Trump in a nutshell is, he says you deport the 11 million undocumented immigrants, you stop giving automatic citizenship to their kids, you don't do that, and we build a wall at the exchange points, meaning whether it's through El Paso or whether it's through Juarez or more of the open borders, whatever wherever it might be. So it's interesting because lobbyists who finance Jeb Bush's campaign certainly would expect favors. That's what Trump is saying. He says Mexico, who he pledged to hit with a 35% tax on auto imports, that's what he would do. And the media, especially, like Megyn Kelly, who Trump says should apologize to him after asking him what he saw as unfair questions at the first debate. So we're still back on that. In fact, there was a Twitter war because Megyn Kelly was off for a week, and Trump tweeted out something that he was watching Fox again. It was so much better without Megyn Kelly. And then Roger Ailes, who is the chief of Fox News, said that Trump's renewed attacks on Megyn Kelly were disturbing and that she should get an apology. But once again, you know, he brings in a huge amount of people. 25,000 to 30,000 people in Alabama went to a high school football stadium last week in Mobile. And nobody else can claim that. So that's why I said everything begins and ends with him, because of the crowds that he's pulling, because of the polling numbers, whether they matter or not, that he's pulling at this point. And whatever he says, whether it becomes a live wire and controversial or not, that seems to drive the conversation. It must drive the conservatives crazy, meaning the party conservatives. They must be going nuts over this thing. But, you know, this is the bottom line. This is where this campaign is beginning and ending right now for the Republicans. And we do, by the way, have some news about awful news about an armed teenager holding hostages inside a West Virginia high school. And the latest we have there is that a 14-year-old had a bunch of students and a teacher held hostage, as I said, inside the high school. It ended peacefully. A 911 call that was placed at about 1:30 in the afternoon alerted the county that where this high school is, Philip Barber High School, alerted them as to what was going on, not too far away from a place called Morgantown, 40, you know, miles or so, give or take. He was armed with a pistol and with other students and teachers in the second floor classroom. Everybody else got to safety. No injuries. After negotiating, the suspect agreed to release all the hostages. And then after further negotiations, the suspect put the gun down, surrendered to the cops without any other incident after that. They're still trying to pin down what led a 14-year-old who was sent to a local hospital for evaluation to do what he did. They're trying to determine next what to do, but probably charges, some kind of criminal charges for that. But this, you know, this went on for a while. So you had some pretty nervous parents knowing that their students were there with somebody that had a pistol in their face in a classroom, and luckily it ended without anybody being killed, including the teenager himself, because easily that could have happened. So here we go again with an incident in the high school, and you can bet there's going to be more investigations as to what, you know, led to this and then the way it was handled. But the way it was handled worked out fine. Because so many of you sent me emails on this right at the top, and Bob and I talked about it a little bit, but what's happening in China, the Chinese stocks are still a little bit choppy, and of course now with the time difference we're into the next day, but the good news is the stocks bounced between gains and losses. Investors reacting to pretty much the round of stimulus from the central government. After most of the day was negative, the Shanghai Composite was almost 1% higher by midday. So what are the new stimulus measures after the market closed on Tuesday. They cut key interest rates to try to upend the economy, you know, to support it. And the central bank said it would require large banks to keep less cash on reserve starting in early September so that they could boost activity by making it easier for banks to lend money. If they could do that. I mean, that's a dramatic move when you think that they lost 15% of its value on Monday and Tuesday, and a longer-term drop wiped out all the gains made this year. So the turbulence hit our stock market, and concerns that the economy is slowing, especially in China, faster than the analysts had predicted, and of course watching what's going on with oil, has been a very, very big factor in all of this. In fact, coming up, we're going to talk about it with Dan Perkins. As you know, he's been on our show many times. He is schooled in the investment area, but also has written a trilogy about terrorism and knows the Middle East inside and out. He's really a Middle East expert, and especially when it comes to what's happening with ISIS and some of the other terror groups. So that plays a part into what can happen here, and we'll talk about that with him coming up at the tail end, or coming up in our next hour. In our second segment, we'll talk with Dan Perkins. So, and some of you reacted to that in the mailbag, and we've got the mailbag coming up too as well, because of the 9 to 10,000 or more many lost in their 401ks, astounded and wondering, geez, what do I do now? Depending on when you were thinking of retiring. That's it. It's the delicate balance when you get closer to retirement age of what's going on with the stocks. And where, and what are you doing with them? So are you rolling it into cash in time, or what's happening with that? Coming up next on America Tonight, I'm going to tell you how you can get us on the road and possibly win a computer, plus some odds and ends, little things that have been rolling around in my brain that I've come across in some of my research, some pretty shocking things when it comes to some dollars and cents. I'm going to tell you what NBA team was hit with a huge fine and what quarterback thinks he's worth the most money in the league. Stay with us.
Look at what you see.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
What color are you?
Are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jay Dunn. Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No.
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to seven amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring seven secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tones to calm my 5-, 3-, and 2-year-old to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again.
Sing it, Willie. We can't wait to get on the road again. Check out KateOnTheRoad.com. Go to the middle of the page. Make sure where you see you want to learn how you can get Kate on the road to your area. Click on that for details. You're automatically entered into a drawing for Next Book 11. A Next Book Flex 11. There's no big strings here. You're just putting in an email and maybe you've got somebody in your world that you can pass it on to that perhaps will bring the show in. We've been to Ireland, Ecuador, Grenada, Hawaii, Washington, New Hampshire, Mississippi, Florida, and lots of places in between along the way. So make sure you check that out. Again, KateOnTheRoad.com. All right, this is an interesting story. You know, there have been a lot of conversations about pay and football players and how much is too much and how much should somebody get paid. And, you know, of course, my philosophy is whatever the market bears. If you have a great agent and that's what they get you, that's what they get you. So what's interesting is the Bears quarterback, Jay Cutler, who's really kind of on the cut line, had a 7-year deal worth $126.7 million, guaranteed $54 million of it, $54 million. But Cutler pretty much, you know, was put out to pasture, if you think about the tail end of the season, and Jimmy Clausen was taken over because Mark Trestman was supposed to be the Svengali of quarterbacks. So not to confuse you and get bogged down in a bunch of nitty-gritty sports talk, but there is now this competition, sort of a pecking order of who should be the highest paid players. Who should be the highest paid players, and what kind of money should Peyton Manning get, or Eli Manning, his brother, get? Because Peyton Manning, this is probably his last year, perhaps. But you know what? This is what happens. You bet on potential. So you bet on potential. It's speculative, just like the stock market. And you roll the dice. You roll the dice as to what it is that you're paying for, and you hope it pays off. But especially with quarterbacks, because it's really exploded in that area. If you think about it, quarterbacks are the glue of the team. That's where things begin and end. You have to have the defense around them. You have to have a great offensive line. You certainly have to have the weapons. You have to have players up and down the field that perform. But the quarterback is the position that is the money position. So if you get somebody where you're betting on their potential and it just doesn't work out, oh well, there's a $127 million down the drain. I just thought it was interesting because Cutler has not been worth that kind of money in any way, shape, or form. Maybe he has a breakout year for Chicago, because if he doesn't, I would imagine, you know, pretty much that would be it. It shows you in the world of sports how different it is. I was just reading a story, too, as well, that this Polish athlete who won the world championships, who won gold, he got totally hammered, snookered, smashed, whatever you want to call it. And he gave the taxi driver his gold medal because he didn't have money to pay for his taxi ride home. So he hit the town to celebrate, claiming the gold on Sunday with an amazing throw of 80.88 meters, and he ended up using that medal to pay for his ride after tipping back a few and not realizing he had done that. Oh, can you imagine? So this Polish athlete who soared in the competition really blundered when he got a cab and panicked. And then he also discovered, oh no, he lost his gold medal. So the next day, apparently, they were able to locate the taxi driver. The cops helped them. And then they, you know, confirmed that the driver had gotten the medal and that he was persuaded, apparently, to hand the medal back. Yeah. Note to any athletes who decide they're going to partake, do not take your gold medals with you and use it as currency, especially for a measly cab ride. Are you kidding me? Oh, are you kidding me? All right, speaking of cash, and this goes into the odds and ends file. As I said, we were going to mix it up a little bit here. Sometimes we do that on the show. Give you a break from the 17 who could become president on the Republican side. And Hillary Clinton and the email scandals, because, of course, we'll get to that. But Ashley Madison, the big hack there, you know, their whole thing was go ahead and have an affair because we keep it quiet. But certainly for anybody working with Ashley Madison, they're desperately trying to, I mean, this is an adulterer website, they're desperately trying to plug up a leaky boat. They're offering $500,000 to anyone who can help them to figure out where the hack came from. But the people on this list, somebody texted me earlier today and said that they think they knew a few people on the list, and that there were pretty high-up military people. There were some federal judges. There were definitely some journalists. Duh. There were some Hollywood celebrities. There were teachers. There were lawyers. There were British Parliament members. And, you know, I said when I saw that, and reality stars, when you look at that kind of a list, I said, are there any Secret Service members on it? Well, it doesn't matter because they can have adulterous affairs when they're working for the government, so they don't need to go to any Ashley Madison. And I mean, it's crazy. The website facilitates basically adulterous relationships. They have the campaign that is pretty clever with the twist of the names, etc. And they're trying to attract married men, of course. The owner, or owners, plural, of Ashley Madison had that, you know, logo. Life is short. Have an affair. Life is short, especially when you're sitting in court most of the time, because that's where they're going to be. I mean, can you imagine the thousands of lawsuits because of this hack? Can you imagine that? I'm a criminal or not, you know, whatever is exposed there, those people can all come back and sue, I would assume, because that was the idea, that they were anonymous. But they're not so anonymous anymore. But this is a sensitive database. So that you would owe lots of money to the people who were members of the sites, as well as anyone else probably who published the sites without, you know, not realizing what was happening with this hack attack. And can you imagine what that list looks like? Can you imagine? They say the list was incredibly long. And here's what happens. When you go to the site, you can sign up for free, and participation in the site is an investment you have to make. They call them credits. You put $400 in for credits, and then they make an acquaintance of a real Ashley or a Madison. Somehow that's how they hook them up that way. And this website was blowing and going. Made some serious, serious cash. They better hope that they have some of that serious, serious cash still in the bank. Because if they don't, then there's going to be some real problems, I think, here. I mean, the hackers might end up in prison. But that sensitive information, it's in cyberspace. If it's not out there now, who says that it won't somehow be exposed? And then they'll really be burned. Burned in the court of law because of the amazing repercussions when something like that happens. It's kind of interesting to watch from the perspective of futuristic lawsuits with attacks on supposedly your privacy in certain kinds of web memberships. And certainly that would be one of them. And with the amount of people that were involved in this, they had a reasonable expectation, and I don't know what the contract read, but a reasonable expectation of some sort of, you know, privacy. Think again. Think again when you're an adulterer and you think that you're covered off. Not so fast. And you got to assume that people, it's word of mouth, other people told other people that were involved in it, and et cetera, et cetera. All right, to give you the big bad news and tie it all up for you, when we were talking about China and the market, the Shanghai composite bouncing back a little bit, you know, the thing that we are really, really looking at is ultimately what's happening on our market. You know, what's happening with the Dow, what's happening after all this craziness, the 442-point Dow rally, you know, vanish, poof. So there was a surge at the end of the trading session Tuesday. People are pretty anxious about this. The Dow actually ended up with a loss of 205 points because there's still fear over China's economy and they can't seem to get that confidence back. Mailbag coming up on the flip side. I'll meet you there.
Did you know? know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
To China, do do do, reach, reach, do do do, do.
Yeah.
Punk, punk. You think it's dead, man.
There's a song. I've heard it for 25 years.
There's a song out there for you, man. There's something just like you changed your suit. You know who wears the same suit you were 50 years ago. It's sad, boy, man.
All right, once again, as we say here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, that you are fabulous, audience. And the reason you're fabulous is because you amaze me each and every day when I come in and I check the mail. Email is flowing. Lots of opinions about a lot of different things, including what's happening, of course, with the presidential race, as we talk so much about the interesting developments on the Democratic side and also what's going on with Donald Trump and the rest of the Republicans. So let's jump right into it.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Bobby B., who says, I love Donald Trump, Kate. I know that he's not what we would think of as presidential material, but who is? You say it all the time. Where have all the good people gone? None of them want to be president or jump into politics, I think, by some of the nonsense that has happened. So I would say this. He may have some rough edges, but I would take a Donald Trump any day over a Hillary Clinton. At one point, Hillary Clinton might have been okay, but this nonsense with the email and the server, it just makes her look like she doesn't know what she's doing. More than anything else, forget any other thing that you could talk about with Hillary Clinton. Do I want this lady to be president when she or her aides purposely say, we don't want to have another email address? And then there is the risk of top secret information. Even if none of the top secret information that she received at all could have been hacked into, I still say it was a terrible, terrible move. And it just shows that she has a sense of sort of entitlement as kind of an heir to the throne and is just not the right person to run the country. No offense, Clintons. I love that at the end. No offense, Clintons. You know, I do think there's some truth to that. I keep saying it. The thing that is so crazy to me is she knows, she has to know, and the people around her know this, that she always from the beginning was walking into a minefield, right? Because Hillary Clinton's a polarizing personality. People either really like her or they really don't like Hillary Clinton. So when you know that's the case, there's no sort of in-between for her. You would try to do everything you can to not fall into quicksand. So whether it was an oversight, if we wanted to give her that, or, well, listen, I don't want to have confusion. I want to have my email in the same place. I know other people have done it. If we gave her the benefit of the doubt, still, is that somebody that you think can be in charge? And is that leadership qualities? Because there's a reason why they have the emails going through there. We know cybercrime is huge. And there is no 100% wall guarantee. Look how many times the government's been hacked into. We don't want people to have our playbook, for goodness sake. And we're seeing it with companies, but we've also seen it with government entities. That's what the craziest thing is. It is crazy. Because if that's the thing that brings her down, shame on the Clinton people for allowing that to happen. Why would they expose that? In other words, why would they do that, knowing all along the way, she had her eyes set on becoming president, or running at least, so you would try to button everything up. That's the bottom line. You just try to button everything up, no question. All right, here's another one. This one is from Charlie, who says, Kate, I've never emailed the show, but trust me, I listen. I know a lot of radio listeners are passive listeners. I think that's just the way the medium rolls. You could certainly tell us that. But Joe Biden, to me, and this made me want to email you when I heard you talking about Biden, Joe Biden jumping into this race and the fact that Obama would back him up, and I think he would campaign for him heavily. Wouldn't that just crush Hillary Clinton after everything that she's gone through in backing up Obama? Oh, well, that's politics, I suppose, at its best or worst, depending on how you look at it. This election couldn't be more interesting to me from either perspective, the Republicans or the Democrats, because I think heading into the primaries, you have some wide open storylines, and I don't know that we know for sure anymore who the presumptive nominees are going to be. What do you think? I think you are 100% right. I think that there is, in trying to gauge this, even with the best political minds, if you will, there is no crystal ball. The crystal ball got foggy with the Clinton thing. Not Benghazi as much as the email scandal, because they kind of pushed it out, the Benghazi thing, even though there is that testifying that has to happen October 22nd. I'll tell you what, she better be so ready for that. Not skipping it, thinking no big deal. I am a political person. I know how to handle this. There better be massive practice rounds on how to deflect what happened with Benghazi. Because, of course, she's going to be asked about the servers, too. And it's just disastrous for Hillary Clinton. There is no question about it. And they did with this whole thing cloudy what was looking to be a pretty clear path. And once they did that, that opened the lane for Joe Biden to be more serious about it. It opened the lane for more people to jump in and for other Democrats to say, hey, we're not so certain about this anymore. We better have another plan here. There better be something else that's going on because we don't want to lose to the Republicans. And our sure thing, or what we thought was our sure thing when we kept looking at the polls, is becoming less and less sure. Yeah. All right, how about this one? This one is from Frank. Frank says, Kate, I just wanted to take a pause in all the political nonsense and say, how about the story of Tracy Morgan, who I watched forever when he had the blips on Saturday Night Live and also in his NBC show, the Tina Fey thing? I think it's terrific that he got married because I guess he's struggling since that auto accident. Yeah, supposedly he's doing a lot better. and he has a 2-year-old daughter with a woman that he married, and her name's Megan Wallover, was her maiden name anyway. And he got married over the weekend, and boy, it had to have been a horrific couple of years, because think about the car accident he was in last year that killed his good friend, James McNair, and everything that's happened since then with him and his own health, because he had to struggle to recover from his injuries. He had broken ribs, a broken leg, a broken nose. And you know, it's interesting, he's going to host Saturday Night Live on October 17th, and you can be guaranteed that that's going to be a huge ratings gain, I think, for Saturday Night Live. I'm glad you brought that up. I thought that was such a feel good story that he had this girlfriend and a daughter, and think of how young the daughter was when his world completely collapsed in that auto accident. So yeah, I agree. I think it's a good story. All right, we move on to Travis in Austin, Texas, who says, "Hello, Kate Delaney. I was wondering if you remember that it hasn't been too long ago, or it seems it hasn't been too long ago, that we were talking about Hurricane Katrina. Do you believe that, and I thought it seemed like almost just a handful of years, do you believe that it's been 10 years since Hurricane Katrina?" You know, it's interesting that you say that. I can't believe it's been that long, but it has been. I mean, it's almost 10 years. There's no question. And I think of Katrina and what we thought was happening and what really happened along the Gulf Coast, how Mississippi was the one that was really slammed by the winds, the hurricane itself. And people forget that, I think, because of the disaster that occurred in New Orleans. They were affected by Katrina, but it was Lake Pontchartrain and the overflow and the floods that just killed New Orleans. And in Mississippi, it was about the hurricane and the winds blowing houses completely away and devastating the folks in Mississippi. Because we went to Mississippi, we took the show to Mississippi in 2010. So that was, 5 years after it. I couldn't believe still what I was seeing when they took me and showed me, toured me some of the areas where you could see the devastation was unbelievable. Long Beach and Past Christian and all of that, that whole area, and how the neighbors, luckily, really pitched in to help each other because of the wall-to-wall devastation and how bad it was. Biloxi, and that, you know, that's where we stayed, Biloxi. I had no idea, I guess, because I hadn't been down there. And once I saw it, it's like, wow, this still has so many remnants of what happened in Mississippi. It's just absolutely crazy. All right, thanks for all the emails. Remember, you can email me as well at americatonight.net.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.